Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Elizabeth and Radar on 99.1 The Mix.
Oh, you can run, but you can't hide from social media, and that is a lesson a contestant on the Netflix series Love is Blind may need to learn. If you're not familiar with this show, Love is Blind, it's a social experiment to see if women and men can fall in love and get engaged before they even see each other because they're behind walls and they can only hear each other. So if you've never seen this show, that's kind of what it's
worked.
About.
It's worked. Yeah. There's couples that get married on every season. So people like to sometimes bash the Bachelorette and the Bachelor. They don't always get married. There's always couples that get married. There have been Love is Blind babies. These couples are still married. And it shows essentially the experiment works.
Well, on this season's Love is Blind, a couple that did get engaged, Tyler and Ashley, look like a drama-free couple until he told Ashley that he fathered three kids as a donor, as a sperm donor.
Yes, we saw just a snippet of that conversation on the episode that she was shocked. They were already engaged. They were already back in Washington, D.C., living together. These are the weeks before the wedding's supposed to happen.
Ashley was shocked somewhat.
Well, yeah, because he left that out when they were talking.
Why didn't you tell me this right away?
And he had three kids.
He has to explain that, it's a woman who's a lesbian with her wife, and they want to have family, so I donated.
And he said he has no relationship with them.
Unquote. Has no
He doesn't have any affiliation with the children.
Well, it seemed like after a while, Ashley, who he's engaged to, accepted that he fathered these three with a woman who's a lesbian and is a friend of his, but they wanted to start that family. Fast forward to recently now. The mom of these three kids, Bree.
The lesbian that received the donation.
Quote unquote donation.
Yes.
Took to Instagram.
What?
This past weekend.
And other stories aligned.
And she says, here is the truth.
These were simply unplanned. If that needs to be spelled out for some people, Callie and Kamari are the results of natural, unplanned intercourse with absolutely no complexity surrounding parentage. They were conceived before Cairo turned one, and I fully admit, I have not always been the most comfortable with that truth due to the fact that I've lived the majority of my life as a lesbian. Nonetheless, it is exactly that, the truth.
Wait, I'm trying to process this. So Tyler, who said he was a donor for a lesbian friend with the three kids, there's a kid that was born and then twins.
Like a kid
three
was,
kids.
Kid was a year old and then the twins came
around. This is the friend that is saying
this is
that
the
it
woman?
Was an the twins were unplanned. Like basically they slept together and got pregnant with the twins.
So he donated.
But not in the way
the natural
that he
way.
Made it sound like on the show.
Yeah, it's not what he said. Not the natural way. He said, I donated.
And how about him saying he has no connection to these kids? I wonder if she's sitting there feeling like, hey, man, there are three little lives that are involved in this story, too. You can't just go on television and say, this is what happened and change the truth of how these kids were brought into this world.
Now, no more spoilers because Love is Blind is back
today
on Netflix. And then next week is the reunion. So these next 2 weeks, if you haven't been watching Love is Blind, this is probably one that you can kind of fast forward through the season and check it out and then go back and start watching this series. Because this one, this year, anyway, this season, that's kind of weird this season.
Well,
Not only this situation.
The producers miss this fact?
Because he kept it hidden. And don't you think it's
Maybe the producers knew, but it's not their place to say something. Maybe he had to finally say something. Now, wait, this is a believe him or leave him situation here. Do you believe that it was like, okay, he's not involved, he was just a donor?
Come on.
Or do you leave him? Because based on what the mom is saying, if in fact it was just a donation and not the natural way, I could see her being like, I don't want anything to do with this. I've got my three kids. This is what the plan was. I've moved on with my life. But her speaking up tells me we are not getting the full story from Tyler. And I don't think that Ashley needs to marry a guy like that that's going to keep such a secret.
Bree saw this
Are you kidding
play
me?
Out and she's like, wait a minute. I got to get the truth out there. So she waited until this moment. Do you think the producers had something to do with her? Like, wait until this moment and put it out? Or do you think she's just watching this going, wait a minute. I got to get on Instagram and just say, look, here's the truth.
I have a feeling, since she's not on the show at all, I don't think she's tied to the producers in any way. Because if she was tied to the producers, she would have signed some paperwork, meaning she couldn't drop a video like that right now. Because the reunion hasn't happened. So that's why I think she is... I get where she's coming from. She's speaking up saying, hey, this guy is not telling the whole story here.
Right, but that's her side of the story. Tyler's side is he donated. So how can you prove that happened?
But he didn't really explain how that donation happened.
That's what Bree says. But Tyler is saying, no, I donated. What if she's saying something different?
I cannot wait for this reunion. And you all thought relationship intervention had drama. Woo! My gosh.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.